This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. Truly, for being with me. I do appreciate the time. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots you could do up there, lots you could do to get involved in the conversation. You know, go back and grab the last hour when you get a chance. Because it's very important that you know about the butcher known as Gosnell. Now, the movie's not gory. I don't think I allowed them to make that point well enough. This was a movie that Hollywood didn't want to do. They wanted to ignore it. And the guys that made the movie, John Sullivan being one of the producers, they were having a hard time getting it out there. And this is truly, you know, some people say, well, you're just a conservative Christian, and that's why you're saying that. But no, it's not because I'm a conservative Christian that I think this is a horror movie or an abortion horror movie. But this was a true, if you got kids in the car, you know, block their ears or something. But this is a true horror movie, perfect for Halloween release. I mean, that's how bad it is. This guy was jabbing scissors in the backs of the necks of kids, at the base of the, and I say kids, because they were born. Right? These were babies that made it through an abortion, and they were born. So he shoved the scissors in the back of their neck, at the base of the skull, to cut the cord and kill them. And they can ignore this all they want to, but this is a big deal. Now, it's going to debut around October 12th. I'm going to go see a premiere next week. I'm going to do some interviews. The movie's called Gosnell, The Trial of the America's Biggest Serial Killer. Now, it's supposed to open at about 700 theaters across the country. Now, they raised $2.3 million through crowdfunding on Indigo back in 2014. And they've been attempting for 4 years to bring it to theaters. It's not easy. Again, if Hollywood's not helping you, you're screwed. Now, for those of you who don't know, I didn't have enough time to go through it before. Gosnell, who owned the operated abortion facilities in Philadelphia all the way back to the 70s. They're pretty, I won't go through them, but they're pretty disgusting tactics. In an area or in an industry that already uses some pretty gruesome tactics. I mean, and you could clinically talk about what these tactics are, and people go nuts. I don't know why. I mean, it is a procedure. It is a surgical procedure. I know when you look at it, but it's pretty this one's pretty barbaric. So, some of the team members, when they went in there, I'm sorry, not the team members. But again, originally, the investigation was due to suspicion of illegal drug sales. And that was after a patient died. So when the investigators raided the place, some of the accounts of what they saw in there were just horrifying to them. Again, remember, they thought they were just raiding a doctor's office who was just being very easy on the drug scene. One account says that when the team members entered the clinic, they were appalled, describing it to the grand jury as filthy, deplorable, disgusting, very unsanitary, very outdated, quite horrendous. Right? This isn't the account of a Christian producer. This is an account of people from the law enforcement agencies that went in there. And the investigators, very experienced investigators, stated there was blood on the floor, bad, bad stench of urine. It filled the air. There was a flea-infested cat that was wandering around through the facility. There were cat feces on the stairs and other places. A semi-conscious woman scheduled for abortions were moaning in the waiting rooms or in the recovery rooms. This is when the place was raided. They were sitting on dirty recliners covered with blood-stained blankets. Every one of the women had been sedated at the time they went in there by unlicensed staff members. Right? And the staff members couldn't tell the police officers or the detectives what medications and the doses had been administered to who. But I want you to know something. The Planned Parenthoods of the world still fight and fought for this kind of clinic to stay. They didn't care. I've been saying it for a long time. They don't care about you. They don't care about saving the women from a life of having to deal with a baby. That's not what it's about for them. It's all about the money. Come on, get it straight. It's all about the money. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I don't want to go into detail about this because I want you to go see the movie. I want you to make it. Some of you have been listening to me for years. I don't beg you to do many things. But if you really care about this kind of thing, go see this movie. For two reasons. One is you're going to get educated. You'll get informed. Number two is you'll help guys like Sullivan put some money away to be able to do this in the future. Do more of these movies in the future. I'm telling you, these guys found fetal remains in milk jugs, wrapped in bags, in juice cartons, in cat food containers. So they wouldn't know what they were throwing away. So people wouldn't have a clue as to what was being thrown away. Disgusting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Time.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Zoe, if you're still listening, this is for you. Probably before you were born. Anyway, I'm Joe Zinn, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I'm getting tired of people making fun of my music. 855-732-5563. Doesn't mean I'm going to change it. You can make fun of me all you want to. You don't. This is not a music show. You're not joining us to listen to music. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, so good news on the horizon, right? I mean, like I said, shortly, David Fisher is going to join us to talk about, is it the Obama economy or the Trump economy? Seriously. Because, you know, look, if we're the ones that are saying that we're honest, we're fair, we're open-minded, then we need to look at this for real and see if Obama had anything to do with the current economy. And what the difference is between the two. When it comes to unemployment, when it comes to the economy, how it's moving along, home ownership, all that stuff. And David took a few weeks to to put this information. We're going to go over it in the next few segments. And to get ready for that, if you would, let's talk about the U.S. unemployment rate. That check this out. It fell to a 49-year low this week. And what I thought was funny was when you listen to some of the other stations, right? They say, well, not as many jobs were added as was anticipated. This is CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. So they're talking about how there's not as many jobs have been added to the economy as they had anticipated. Well, first of all, I don't know what they anticipated because I can't find any numbers saying they expected this many jobs to be added. But here's the other thing. If there are more jobs, I'm not an economic expert here. Just little country common sense, right? If there are more jobs and there are people to fill and it doesn't hit the number, I mean, if everybody got a job, would it be hitting the numbers they were looking at? If there's no number to fill, how do you know what the number was to begin with? So I don't know. I'm not surprised, and especially when the unemployment rate is at a 49-year low, 3.7%. So I'm not really concerned about it. I don't hear anybody screaming about how, you know, remember, just in the recent past, just a few years ago, you still heard people, the unemployment line, that were worried about their jobs, worried about feeding their kids, worried about keeping the house, the car, the whatever. Come on, y'all heard it. Let's not do this to each other. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in September, the lowest rate, lowest level since December 1969. It signaled how the longest streak of hiring on record has put millions of Americans back to work. Employers added just 134,000 jobs last month, the fewest in a year. See, that was the point that they were bringing up. Right? Now, they say that part of the reason it was depressed, or that number was depressed, is because of the Hurricane Florence. The storm struck North and South Carolina in mid-September, closed thousands of businesses, category that includes restaurants and hotels, casinos. They all lost jobs for the first time since last September. Right? And then as they start building, obviously, there'll be people there, there'll be jobs to people rebuilding all of that, and then the regular workers will go back to work. So those are things you can kind of mentally adjust for, right? You agree? So in recent months, though, the healthy consumer and business spending has been fueling the brisk economy growth. Now, employers now seeing things changing, seeing money coming in, seeing the tax rates changing and putting more, and this is what I'm saying to you guys, you just don't want to get it on the left. Yes, there are some employers that will pocket more money, but the majority of employers actually understand you want more people working because it brings in more revenue. Americans seem to be confident about the economic outlook, right? They look at job gains, sign of higher pay, and that's right, paychecks have gone up too. So it's not just a matter of more people being hired. It's just not just a matter of the unemployment rate being at the lowest, but people are actually getting more money in their paychecks, and not just for the tax reasons. The September gain extended an 8.5-year streak of monthly job growth. What's more, the government on Friday revised sharply up its estimate of hiring for July and August by 87,000 jobs. So far this year, monthly job growth has averaged 208,000, up from a pace of 182,000 for all of last year. The acceleration in job gains this year, extraordinary. Right? The average hourly pay rose, you ready for this? This is what I was telling you about before. Pay rose 2.8%. So from last year to this year, you know, they kept saying that pay scales are flat. It's not true. It actually rose 2.8% from a year earlier. Now, it's a moderate gain. It's one tick below the year-over-year increase in August. Many economists expect pay growth to accelerate in the coming months. With unemployment so low, companies are going to have to... when it gets this low and you have a hard time finding people, guess what you're willing to do? You're willing to pay more money to get more people in. Now, everybody was all excited, which I think is a joke myself, but everybody was all excited that Amazon responded this week by raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Here's the richest company with the richest man on the planet next to Apple. And we're excited about him raising the rates to $15 an hour. Which is something, if he really believed in with his liberal self, he could have done this years ago. Months ago. 3 years ago. Why all of a sudden? Really, I'm curious. Financial markets were down sharply in late morning trading. Investors have grown concerned about a higher interest rates and the impact that they might have on the economy and the stock market. You can't have it all, people. You can't artificially keep interest rates down, stimulate the economy, stimulate the stock market like they were doing under, Obama. Right? Somebody's got to make up this money. It's got to come from somewhere. David Fisher, who always talks about the debt ratios of the country, he's right on with it. You can't just keep spending. It doesn't work. Now, this Friday jobs report will likely keep the Federal Reserve on track to raise short-term interest rates. Right? They're looking at another rate hike probably sometime in December. And the Fed hikes could bite a little bit. Borrowing costs for businesses and consumers might be up a little bit. But again, you can't have it all your way. It doesn't work like that. Actually, it doesn't work like that. It can't work like that. There has to be some pressure release. There has to be some kind of help there. Anyway, when we come back, David Fisher is going to talk about the difference between the Obama and the Trump economy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It appears Brett Kavanaugh will get Senate confirmation to the Supreme Court Saturday, but there will be one Republican not voting for him, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time. It is as hard a choice, probably as close a call, as any that I can ever remember.
Rather than voting no, she'll vote present as a courtesy to Montana Senator Steve Daines, who will miss the vote to attend his daughter's wedding, since it won't change the outcome. The same group, a different name, the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir, will now be called the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced back in August that Mormon would be stripped from the church's full name. Latter-day Saints will be an accepted shorthand. The group has been known as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir since 1929. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. I can't believe I did this myself. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I said to you earlier, and it wasn't a tease, it's for real. I asked David Fisher a few weeks back, I said, why don't you come on, let's talk about, I'm tired of hearing about this is Obama's economy. And, you know, why don't you straighten this out? Why don't we get this done once and for all? And after a week or two, he said, I'm going to need more time. So he went and he did some more research. He took some more time. And he came back and we talked about it. And I said, okay, let's deal with this. He says, you're not going to like it. There are some things that, yes, Obama was better on, but it wasn't by design. It was more by accident. So I said, I don't care. I want to know the reality. I want to be able to speak to this intelligently. I want to be able to have a conversation with somebody on the other side and say, okay, your guy Obama hit it with this and this, but it was by accident. However, these other nine things that are doing well have nothing to do with Obama. So let me pop up David Fisher, and I think you'll see, you know, what I'm talking. Well, you can't see, obviously, it's radio. You'll hear what I'm talking about.
Okay. So I got to put my disclaimer out there, Joe. You know what? I did a lot of studying on this topic.
I know you did. I really do.
Yeah, because we kept putting it off a couple of weeks. I'm going like, I got to do some more research. Here's why I kept putting it off. Because the more research I did, the more conflicting facts I found, and the more tracing those facts back, it was written by either a Democrat or Republican. So trying to find third-party, reputable, factual data. So I'm putting my disclaimer to my best of knowledge. I'm trying to be very in the middle here and trying to not make this political at all. There's some things that, you know, the people who support President Trump, don't turn me off when I say here's where Obama did better than President Trump. I'm also going to say the other side, here's where President Obama didn't even come close to President Trump. So now that we got all the disclaimers out of there, let's get into this. The numbers are all over the place. Do you got a question for me, first of all, Joe?
Oh, no. I'm going to listen, take notes, and yeah, we'll clear it up next week. Go ahead.
So we're going to talk about jobs. We're going to talk about what kind of jobs. We're going to talk about how much debt has gone up. But the numbers is insane. So, looking at the jobs report, President Obama, first of all, let's put the backdrop on here. You have to look at walking into what President Obama walked into the previous president's environment, just like President Trump is walking into the previous president's environment called President Obama. Every president does that. So when they say 4 years later or 8 years later, they're blaming on the previous president, that rhetoric should be long gone, okay? A couple years into this, we should see some changes happening, and we did see it under both presidencies. When we look at President Obama, he walked into a job loss of 8 million jobs being lost between 2008 and 2009, and some of that was the tail end of his, or the beginning of his administration. So when you take the net job losses from the gains away, 15.5 million jobs were created, we have a net job creation of 10.5 million jobs, which works out to be about 1.3 million jobs created per year. President Trump has created, so far, 1.7 million jobs in the 20 months, which works out to be a little bit less than Obama, 1.02. But keep in mind, the economic boom is just starting under President Trump, is what his campaign is, Let's Make America Great, as the opposite was campaign slogan, Let's Change We Can Believe In, was President Obama's. And we did have a lot of change. We had a big change in the health insurance industry. But before we get to that, let's focus in on a specific thing that President Trump is focusing on in jobs, and that's manufacturing jobs. Under President Obama, there was of 8 years, we lost 192,000 manufacturing jobs. So far, President Trump has brought and created 344,000 manufacturing jobs. I think that's a big dichotomy and worth noting, which says how you make America great, you bring and make an industrial revolution happening. That's what made China great. And this is a big accolade I'm going to give to our president. He's doing a great job in job creation of manufacturing jobs, which happened to grow America in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then we walked away from it. NAFTA had a lot to do with that and other things. But this is where President Obama did not do well, but President Trump is doing very well in. So I want to make sure we get that clear. When we get into the health insurance, we all know that President Obama wanted to make sure everybody had insurance. So we brought 15.2 million people had insurance, but the premiums rose 43%. President Trump has so far insured 3.2 million, but he's trying to revamp the Obama healthcare. It hasn't happened yet. So it's kind of that still something we're going to talk about in the future when we see some changes there. Job openings. That's something that, job creation, new jobs, job openings, which is data. When we look at it, so far Obama created 97% during his administration. Not so far, but during his administration, he created 97%. President Trump created 21%. So when you do the sheer numbers, President Trump, again, is winning in that race. When we get into income, now this is going to start to show some differential. This is where it's all over the board, Joe. So I'm gonna leave this, the income side, off the on this report, and we're going to talk about income because I've looked at what you call a center research entity. I'll quote this one. Medium household income is up 4% since President Trump has been put into office. It's the fastest growing number in decades. Wow. Under President Obama, during his full term, it grew 0.3%, according to that research team. Wow. So there's a big difference between income growing under President Trump versus President Obama. Now, why is this happening? Well, we're going to talk about probably one of my favorite subjects. You ready? Well, let's, before we do that, let's talk about a couple more things. Housing. You know, you and I have talked about housing, and that could go through another correction, and you brought that up to me, actually, because of what's going on in California. Home prices increasing. President Obama, during his term, 20%. So that's not very much. That's 4% or 5% a year. 17% so far in 20 months under President Trump. This is national median home prices. So homes are going up faster in this economic boom of President Trump than they did certainly under Obama. You have to also consider, in effect, when a market gets so far depressed, then either people shy away from it, or they say it's so undervalued, I should buy more of it. Either case, the market in real estate was significantly lower. I think it should have rose more than 20% under Obama's leadership. Couple more things, and then we're going to get into my favorite topic here. Food stamps.
Go ahead.
How many people, percentages of people that needed food stamps? This is going to be a shocking number. A third of Americans have had subsidized, being subsidized by food stamps under President Obama, and that number has gone down 7.2% so far under President Trump. So he's getting people back to work, and people are coming out and getting off government support in his leadership rather than President Obama. It comes down to, you know, socialism versus non-socialism. That's the belief. How much has the market gone up in stocks? Well, that relates to corporate profits, and corporate profits were up 57% under Obama for 8 years and 10.1% in 20 months under President Trump. That works out to be about 6% a year versus 7.1%. So President Obama
We're going to keep you from swimming through all these numbers. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina in your house. Don't go far.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I never saw this. And I think I'm okay with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Let's finish it up with David. David Fisher is explaining the difference between the Obama economy, the Trump economy, and should Trump get any credit for tonight's economy or today's?
And Trump so far.
Oh.
I know, that's kind of a surprising fact,
they're
isn't
gonna,
it?
They're gonna find out where you live and come get you. You know that, right?
Hey, it's just the facts, Joe. Nothing but the facts.
There you go.
The S&P, this is just data, the S&P went up 166% or 20.75% a year under President Obama. And so far, the S&P's gone up 23.7% or 14% a year under President Trump. So the market outperformed in President Trump's President Obama's era rather than President Trump. But you have to understand why. Because when an asset becomes too cheap, then it becomes undervalued, then it can make a bigger move. So that's one reason why I will justify the differences of the numbers favoring President Obama rather than President Trump. Let's get into my favorite subject, debt. Why is debt my favorite subject? Because it's not my favorite deal. I hate what's going on in our government with debt. Our debt has ballooned under both presidents. It is totally not in check anymore. It's so far out of control, it's ridiculous. Both, I would give them S for both presidents when it comes to the debt. When we look at the numbers, President Trump is outspending President Obama slightly. That's probably...
Slightly.
Slightly.
Okay.
President Obama was known for, as president, that spent the most amount of money. The national debt ballooned under his presidency. And the numbers are... Drum roll, please.
Yeah, you know what? You wait till I put some sound effects behind this stuff. You're going to pass out, but go ahead.
I got to get my numbers here, Joe. I got so much data in front of me. Under President Obama, he entered office. The national debt was $10.6 trillion. He walked out at $19.5 trillion, or an increase of $8.87 trillion. President Trump, so far, has created $1.27 trillion, according to the Treasury. So these are the Treasury numbers. So if you want to factor this in per, that's in the last year he's done this, in 2018. So when you factor in the physical numbers of how much is being spent per year, not factoring in the two bills that President Trump submitted to be passed in Congress, which is going to add to these numbers, President Trump has outspent President Obama at $1.27 trillion this last full year, when President Obama averaged $1.109 trillion a year. So clearly, if we keep a trajectory happening, we are going faster into debt, and there's less revenue is down because of a tax break. So the idea is, okay, well, hey, we're going to create these more jobs, but therefore revenue is up. Well, corporations got a tax break, so revenue to the Treasury is actually down over 20% from a year ago. So this, we're going faster into debt, and the rate of the servicing of the debt, called the interest payment, is going up. So this is why I've been alarmed about our debt, because when you look at the comparison, and President Obama spent a heck of a lot of money to stimulate the economy, and the government did a survey that was released in a 70-page report from 2009 to 2012, how effective it was, done by the Council of Economic Advisors. I wish you could see what I'm going to do with this. That's what I did with that. You can't trust the government when you say how much they've created debt and how much it worked for the economy. Never trust those numbers. So their numbers said how great it was and how economic development there was under President Obama and how many jobs they brought. It was low-wage jobs. It wasn't effective with our money. Independent research shows it was one of the worst ways to stimulate the economy, with the stimulus bill of the $825 billion, the tax cuts they offered. Yeah, he had to do that, and President Trump would have done the same thing. The economic environment was different then than it is now. The bottom line is, most of the numbers, President Trump is beating President Obama But the problem that I've been saying all along, which is the undergirding of the system called debt and servicing the debt, President Trump is beating President Obama, and President Obama is known for how much debt we're creating.
Okay. So bring it down to a very simple level. I'm sitting at a coffee table with you, and I make the comment, well, President Obama, you've got to give him credit for the economy today. What would you respond?
Yeah, he did. He worked with what he could at the time, what he had to work with. And he spent a lot of money hoping that it would become effective. But President Obama is not a businessman. He's a politician. And that's been something that's been challenging for quite some time in our country. And now we have a businessman in office who's trying to stimulate the economy from a business standpoint. But unfortunately, it's going to have its challenges too, because being a businessman, he likes to go into debt to stimulate his business. And that's where the problem lies with him. So what does this mean? Make sure you have your debt under control. Don't go into the credit card debt. Don't go into big mortgage debt. Don't have variable loans. Watch your debt structure, because debt is going to become very challenging to manage down the road a year to two from now.
Wow.
That's what it means in layman's terms.
How exciting.
But enjoy the ride. Stocks are going to probably be in a yo-yo effect, leaning towards the upside, but not a big boom like it was last year. And eventually we're going to have a correction.
All right. Where do people get more of this happy news?
Happy news.
Where do they find more of this happy news?
you're really giving them an incentive to call us.
Well, you know, it's funny, because it's you've always on this show, you've always told the truth. You've always been right on. You know, when I ask you for stuff, and in this case here, you weren't having a 100% love fest with President Trump, and that's what I like about you. You don't really care who's listening. You're just wanting to tell the truth to make sure people have what they need, and they need to know you're the same way with them when you get them on the phone at Landmark Capital.
There's a lot of things I do like about our president. There's a few things I don't like about our president, and I make no bones about either side of those things. I do have some happy news, though, for you. I'm giving something away, but you're going to have to go to my website to see what that is.
Good.
And it revolves around our newsletter called Back to the Future. Haven't we learned the obvious? It just came out. Read that thing. You'll know what I'm talking about, and I think you're going to like what you could win. Or you can do this the old-fashioned way. By way of the website is landmarkgold.com. Or you can call us at 844-715-7311 and get a packet from us. The newsletter won't be in the packet, though, but you'll get information from us that is not on our website that is really some good information. I got a couple of white papers, some research reports. We're all about education and helping people.
Well, David, I always enjoy when you're with me. And I got to tell you, I do get a lot of good information. I get a lot of feedback, good feedback on you as well. And, you know, people just need to suck it up, listen to the truth, and deal with it, right?
Well, that's what they're telling me to do, because just since the last time I was on your program, a bunch of famous people, Howard Marks, a billionaire, Goldman Sachs came out with a report, I won't list all these people, but a couple of really key, strong people came out and said, get ready, the correction is coming. So in my website, on the report, you'll read some of that, and I hope they're wrong, but I think they're going to be right.
All right, perfect. David, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Joe.
And I do appreciate when David's on with us, because you get the real scoop from him. There's no games being played by him. So, you know, check them out, landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Give them a holler, you know, and I shouldn't say I didn't agree. I didn't like some of the information he gave us, but it was real, and you got to accept it, unless you've got other numbers that you can tell me about. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. God bless, and have a great rest of the day.